Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I lived in a small town.
I don't know if he is responsible for bringing that particular piece of music up right now, but Roger, I'm going to give you credit for it. Roger is my board op there at the network, folks, and he knows I'm in small town America broadcasting live in Dyersburg, Tennessee. It doesn't get any more charming. It doesn't get any more heartland. It doesn't get any more small town America than Dyersburg, Tennessee, folks. If you get a chance, you don't have to drive that far off the interstate. If you're driving from Memphis to St. Louis or vice versa, or if you're driving from Nashville to Memphis or something like that, Dyersburg is not very far off the interstate at all. In fact, in my understanding, before long, they're going to have an interstate running right through the middle of this place. The NAFTA highway from Canada to Mexico is going to come right through the middle of this place, I think. And one of the guys who's been helping to ride herd on that in this community and helping out the small business owners in this community for a long time is Jeff Agee. Jeff is the president of First Citizens National Bank. It's an independent community bank, the largest in the area. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've been on, and I know what you're saying, you're rolling your eyes saying, here he goes again. And you're right, because you know how much I love independent community banks. You know how important I think they are for small business owners. But Jeff's the president of the First Citizens National Bank, and he's sitting in front of me, and we're going to talk to him for a little bit. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being part of the sponsorship of the event that we're having today that I'm going to be speaking at. I really appreciate your support.
You're more than welcome.
Jeff, tell us about your bank, First Citizens National Bank.
First Citizens actually was chartered back in 1889, so we've been here quite a few years. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. And still
a private bank. It's still an independent community bank.
It's an independent community bank.
Which is not easy to do these days after all those years, is it?
It's not. It's very tough, and we fought that off. And the only way you fight that off is grow your business and give our shareholders a return that they can't get elsewhere.
Well, and I know you keep talking about shareholders, but shareholders don't get anything if you don't serve small business owners well.
Amen. Amen. And we believe in providing that customer-centric type service to these small business people, and they drive our communities, they drive this country, and they drive our bank.
That's right. How big is your bank?
We're approximately $850 million.
Wow, that's a big independent community bank.
Yes, it is. We're a large community bank in state.
How have you fought off being acquired?
Well, when you look back, and I just
you got to have a major bullseye on your back.
We do, and we've got a great market share. For example, in Dyer County, we've got 62% of the market share.
Wow.
We're all over West Tennessee, and basically, Jim, the only way you do that is produce shareholder return, again, that exceeds their expectations. And we've done that over the last 15 years. The average shareholder return is about in excess of 18%.
Wow.
So
can I get some stock?
That's right.
Can I get some of that stock while I'm here?
That's
I brought
right.
a check with me. you know, Jeff, as I've told my audience before and as I mentioned to you a little while ago, When I wrote my new book, my second book, in the acknowledgments page, I actually included a section in there where I thanked my independent community bank. With a separate paragraph, thank you to my bank, identified them by name. And I tell people, I'm going to tell, probably it'll come up in my speech today, that if it weren't for my bank, if it weren't for an independent community bank standing by me when I'm not even sure I would have stood by me,
right,
I would not be here today. And that's how strongly I feel about the relationship between small business and their banks.
I agree. And the way we differentiate ourselves, and I think many community banks try to do this, we try to create an experience out there, not just great customer service. We want to be out there. We want to profile our customers. We want to know what makes them tick. We want to show them that we really care and we are partners in everything they do. So I think your community banks offer a unique experience that not all these large banks can do, because many times these small business people get left aside because they're not big enough to, you know, go with the larger banks. And
one of the things I've been doing for a number of years now, especially the last 2 or 3 years, and I've said this to $50 million bank, all the way up to executives with the Bank of America, which is a pretty good sized bank, as you know. And here's what I've said to them. You will not make it. You will not survive in the 21st century if you don't have a very active and dedicated commitment to small business. And I said that even to Bank of America, and I have yet to have a banker to disagree with me.
I agree with you.
And that wasn't so in the 20th century, even though small businesses were a big part of your business and you were important to them. The 20th century was the century of the major corporation. 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, in my opinion, Jeff. What do you think?
I agree with you. And, you know, even from the profitability side, when you start equating the profits that small businesses bring to the revenue sector of a bank, you know, on average out there, it's about 50 to 60% of retail revenue is from small business.
That's exactly
so
right.
That tells you, you know, it has a material impact. And if the bankers are smart, they're going to go after that.
Right? Well, exactly. And I'm glad to hear you say that, because that backs up a study that I actually reported on a few years ago that identified the most profitable sector of a bank is their small business customers.
That's correct.
On a lot of levels. And I want to talk about that when we come back. I've got a couple of questions for you about that. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds here, folks. It's 29 after. I'm broadcasting live from Dyersburg, Tennessee, working with the Chamber of Commerce here, visiting with Jeff Agee, the president of First Citizens National Bank, an independent community bank here in West Tennessee, and a small business's best friend here in West Tennessee. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today as I continue to broadcast from the Chamber of Commerce building, the Lanham Center in Dyersburg, Tennessee, here in Heartland America. Some people call it Flyover America. I think I prefer to call it part of God's country. Anywhere out here in small town America, Heartland America, is God's country, and they think it's the center of the universe here because it's you know, it radiates Memphis and Nashville and St. Louis kind of radiate off of this, off of Dyer County, right, Jeff?
That's correct.
Jeff Agee, ladies and gentlemen, the president of First Citizens National Bank, a large, now that's kind of an oxymoron, a large independent community bank. It's kind of a contradiction in terms almost there, isn't it?
It is, but we really tried to communicate to our teammates that it's very important to stay intimate and small as you grow. And that's one of Starbucks' quote.
Right.
And we really try to do that. We empower our branches throughout West Tennessee just to be their own leaders.
How many branches do you have?
We've got 19.
19. And how many counties?
We're in every county in Western Tennessee that borders Mississippi itself.
I see.
Lake County.
I see. What would be your advice to small business owners to deal with banks these days?
One of the most important things, I think, for small business owners or anybody borrowing money is to be prepared on the front end, because many times people will have a great vision, but they're very unprepared. So I think it's very important to come in, already have done your homework. And, you know, from my standpoint, I also like to see the ability of the bar to look at multiple scenarios to say, okay, I've looked at the conservative approach, I've
right.
looked at the aggressive approach, and the most likely. But planning those, not only from financially, marketing, staffing if applicable,
mm-hmm.
and you could go on and on with operations, et cetera, but planning is so critical in anything you do.
Right. You know, I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the things that I tell people when I talk to them about, and I do a good bit of work with my audience and in speaking with building relationships with banks. And one of the things I tell them is, if you're going to take your banker a loan proposal, yes, go ahead and show them what you think you're going to be able to do. Show them the projections for what you think you're going to be able to do. But don't go in there with one set of projections. Go in there with two. Make sure that you come down a notch to what I'm going to call the conservative. It's not the worst case. You don't call it worst case scenario. You just say, okay, this is a conservative basis. If we do what we think we'll do, this is what will happen. But if we miss this mark and we're off by 25%, this is what that would look like, and this is how you'll still get paid. This is how you'll still get your money back. Because right. That's important to you, isn't it?
No doubt. It's very important to know your break-even points and what if this happens. Because you're going to hit those barriers and bumps.
Absolutely.
At times.
It's automatic.
That's right.
It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Mm-hmm. And you want to make sure your banker is part of your team.
That's right.
I was telling Don Cruz, who I know is your competitor but also your friend,
right,
in the previous hour with another bank and with First South Bank, also one of the sponsors here of this day. I was telling him that nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker. An uninformed banker is a scared banker, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
I agree. Got to be open, honest, informed, and integrity and honesty is so important. Being open with your banker, because we're going to partner with you,
whether things are good or bad.
That's right.
And I agree. Give us your website, please.
Our website is www.firstcitizens.com. All spelled out, plural, -bank, and
.com. Right.
And it's a great website. And one thing we're
online
seeing.
Online banking? You got online banking?
We've got online banking.
That's a handy tool, isn't it?
It very much is. And one thing that's unique that we're, and I think this product's been out, but we're going this route as we speak. It's coming out. Cash management services, mm-hmm, for small business. And
very important.
Online banking, internet, positive pay, and just a lot of positive.
Are you finding more and more small businesses are signing on to those kinds of things?
We are seeing a great demand for that historically and in the past. We have not, but all of a sudden we're starting to see not the startup people, but the people at small business, mm-hmm, that's been in business for a year or two. They need those characteristics and services, and all of a sudden they can't afford to let their staff run back and forth to the banks, and this is a good way.
Well, it gives them back time. It gives them back their employees to do things, to work on other things. That way they don't have to hire as many people.
That's right.
And they can make those bank payments better, right?
No,
we like that, don't we, Jeff?
You're right.
Jeff Agee, ladies and gentlemen, the president of First Citizens National Bank. Jeff, thank you for being here on the show today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you for all you do for small business.
Thank you. Have a great
one. Quick break, right back with Ben Edwards. Ben is he's a bottler. He's a soft drink bottler. He's also the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce here in Dyer County, Tennessee. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.